Okay, it's Saturday. We're sitting here by the banks of the Yukon, and this is Glenn Butler, the organizer of Nuchulawaya this year. How many years have you organized the event?
This is my second year.
And what kinds of things go on during Nuchulawaya?
Oh, we have canoe racing, grease pole walking, native dancing, and singing, covered dish or potlatch. And the Jay Howard Marathon.
What's that?
That's a foot race that we just saw now.
I noticed that there were prizes for some of the events. Where does the money come from?
Well, it came from, we were having bingo games all winter. And that's how the only reason we got over $1,700 worth.
How about the food? Who donates the food for the potlatches and the covered dish?
We ask around for donations of meat and fruit and vegetables and well, anyway, we just ask around for meat donations. That's the only reason how we get our potlatches going.
What were some of the dishes last night?
Caribou meat, moose meat, and moose head soup. And that was about all we had. This last night was just that moose head soup, caribou soup, and a little moose. Crackers and fruit. That's about all.
How did you come to be the organizer?
Well, it's anyway, I don't know, we were just sitting around talking, and then let's start up Nuchulawaya again. I mean, let's start Nuchulawaya this year, because I wasn't even thinking about it. And they said, when you be the organizer this year, that was 1971. And so that's just how I got started.
What does Nuchulawaya mean?
Well, Nuchulawaya means that where the two rivers meet, and there's the Yukon and Tenna, we're on that head of it.
How long has this event been celebrated?
Since it started. Jay Howard was the one that started it in 1962.
Was there a celebration, a yearly celebration before that time, at this time of year?
No. It just started in 1962.
How did you decide that there would be the races and events that there are?
Well, I've been helping them off and on for about 4 or 5 years. And I just know. So I just know how to fix the events, get it fixed up.
How long has it been since the community hall was built?
Been built in 1970.
And where were the events held before that time?
Be sure and give him a big welcome. Give him a good big
you
hand.
Mean, how you mean?
Well, like the potlatch and the dancing.
Oh, we had this. There's an old community hall back here. And we've been having it in there. We've been holding it in there.
How many people would you estimate came in for this Nuchulawaya from out of town?
At least about 100 and over 100.
In past years, have there been more people come in?
Yes, just most, just the year that the most people came in. Yes, sir.
Why is it that it's advertised over radio like in Fairbanks? Do you want to have as many people as possible come in and participate?
Yes, that was my main reason I put it up over the KPR.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, but it's been really a successful year. It's a successful celebration.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Captain.
Can I ask you something about the dances last night?
Huh?
I want to ask you something about the dances last night. Can you tell me what kinds of dances were performed?
Oh, it's just a native dancing.
What was the dance with the cloth that went around?
Oh, yeah, that's how they used to do years ago. You know? They welcome everybody. Of course, everybody have to be out there dancing with that cloth, you know. All the outsiders. It's supposed to be divided amongst the outsiders, the cloth. They'll have another one again tonight.
And what were the groups that were dancing last night?
Oh, I wasn't here. I was too tired. I was going to lay down, took my medicine, was going to lay down for a while. And with all my clothes on, I just took my shoes off, that's all.
Why don't you speak up, quit talking to this chicken asshole? First song is the marching song. Next song is Wish the Lawyer. Third song is Killing a Ghost. Fourth song is Chris song. Fifth and sixth song I can't pronounce. Seventh song is Thank you.